We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge for 17 times in a row.
Best team in the damn NBA.
That's right. 17 straight for the Phoenix Suns, taking down the Golden State Warriors, 104-96, without Devin Booker for majority of the game, with Cam Johnson getting a little something at the end of the game, too. What's the excuse now?
Yeah, we don't need no excuses. It's the best team in the NBA. We talked about it last game.
Why are you yelling at me right now?
Because I'm tired. You want hype? I had a few hours left of my birthday, and damn it, I'm going to celebrate this shit with the Phoenix Suns, the best team in the NBA, 17 straight. We are witnessing, and I'm going to say it now, the best Suns team we've ever seen. They win any way possible. No Devin Booker, no problem. Look at that. That's how you do it, Denver. When you don't have a guy, you go out there and you win. You don't use excuses and injuries.
If we only had Jamal Murray.
Look at that. Does not matter.
Hey, we always find a way to throw some shade at Denver. I don't even know why.
You got to.
Oh, man. Stephen A. Smith somewhere is crying right now because he can't believe what he just saw. Steph Curry would dominate Giannis in the finals, unlike the Phoenix Suns and all this other dumb shit. Dude, the Suns, first of all, Steph Curry got locked up tonight. He was off, yes, but Mikal Bridges, the physical defense of the Suns had a lot to do with that. I'm so hyped. I can't believe that this team has won 17. You got to think that they have more in the tank.
Totally.
Even without Devin Booker.
Totally.
Stephen A. was 100% right. The Suns championship window is closed because they kicked the damn door open. The door for the championship run is open, and this is a hell of a lot of fun.
Code JJM in the chat said Espo louder than Stephen A. Smith.
This is true.
I'm pumped.
That was fantastic.
And I'm half a beer in, so get ready, folks.
I'm just not used to loud Espo, so I don't know how to react to this right now.
I'm not mad at it. I'm here for it. Okay, real talk. Do you think Stephen A. Smith does any sort of apology walk back tomorrow whatsoever, or does he double down?
No, he won't.
He's going to be like, you know what? Steph Curry was not on last night.
That was a terrible impression.
I am a terrible Stephen A. I can be loud. I can't do Stephen A. But look, he's going to say Steph didn't shoot well. Steph lost. The Suns didn't beat him. That's what it is.
Probably. Well,
because you don't know who needs it.
Over there. It just absolutely bawled all night. That's what they did.
Who cares? You just pry it. Stephen A. is Walmart Espo. Look, who cares what the national media thinks?
Yes.
The Suns on national television just made it very clear that they are the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. They beat the Nets. They beat the Warriors. They've won 17 straight games. Who else has any claim to being the best team in the NBA right now? Absolutely no one.
Yep.
Well, that 17 straight ties the franchise record. So one more and this Suns team owns the franchise record. But being able to tie it, we'll get into this more down the road. But the team that they tied for the franchise record was a damn good Suns team as well.
06, 07 Suns won 17 games. But what people don't remember is they had won 15 games. There's only three games in between those two win streaks. They went 1-2 in those three games in between. But, I mean, that was a damn good team. This is a better team. This is a team that plays defense.
Yeah.
We saw that tonight. Mm-hmm. Without DeAndre Ayton's defense, without Mikal Bridges' defense tonight, they don't win. And they did it.
And we'll get into that defense right after we get back from the bar. But first, let's go to the bar.
Let's go to the bar. It's DA's damn ale.
Love it. DeAndre Ayton, he finished with 24 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. He was a plus 16 for the night.
He was phenomenal. Phenomenal from beginning to end. He set the tone offensively. They were finding him down low in the key. He had mismatches all night long because they love to switch. That's what the Warriors do. They love to switch. And when the Suns were actually looking for him, easy buckets all night long. Easy buckets all night long. Got into it. You know, he missed a couple bunnies here and there, but defensively too, strong on the boards, strong. He was fan-fucking-tastic.
He really was. And honestly, like, I feel like they could have gone to him even more at times tonight. I mean, you were pointing it out during our watch. He probably could have had 10 more points had they just kept feeding him down
absolutely.
Low.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and he missed a few down the stretch in close too. But, I mean, overall, that's what you wanted. We said pregame, you want an aggressive DeAndre Ayton. You got that on both ends of the floor tonight, and it's why they won. Mm-hmm. He took care of business, and without him and without him dominating down low, they don't win. The only thing he didn't do was win me my money on the first field goal. But other than that, he did everything tonight.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take everything else other than that tonight. Sorry, Espo. Love you, but... It's worth the trade.
Listen, very much real quick, before we even move on to the next thing, I must say this, okay? The national media and all their bullshit and the East Coast and the West Coast, they love to give LeBron all the love. They love to give the shitty Knicks and their crappy coach some love instead of giving it to Monty Williams. All this stuff, the East Coast, West Coast, F all that. Denver's got this shirt that says no coast bias. We're making one that says Southwest bias because we're all about the Valley. We're all about right here. This is where it's all at. We're the best team in the world, period. And we're going to make a shirt that says it.
I love that.
Southwest bias, baby.
Let's go.
To hell with the East Coast. To hell with the West Coast. It's right here in the Valley, the Southwest, baby. That's where it's at.
Shout out to Elon Musk in the chat for the super chat. Suns win by 8 without Booker in the second half. Let's freaking go. Amen. Appreciate your support. Let's talk about Mikal Bridges because he locked it down tonight. You could say, yes, maybe Steph Curry was also off, but Mikal Bridges also did a number on him.
Oh, absolutely. Mikal, especially in the second half, every time Curry was in, Mikal was in. Mm-hmm. And I said that yesterday when we talked on the show. I said Mikal should be the one. And I said at the beginning of the game, he might not match up on Curry, but at the end, he will. And sure as shit, that's exactly what happened. He matched up very well against him. His length bothered him the whole game. And on top of that, like we said, Mikal doesn't give up on plays. Made some crucial steals in the fourth quarter. He was phenomenal. The only blemish on Mikal's night was the fact that he was a little hesitant and a little bit off on the offensive side of the ball. But who cares when you stop basically the best shooter in NBA history? Don't even care.
Give me the defensive duo of Mikal Bridges and DeAndre Ayton against anybody else on the defensive end in the league. Those two guys have such a huge defensive impact. And you know what? Defense is underappreciated in this league, but those two guys are making it look damn sexy. And give DA the bag. That was somebody in the chat said that was his night tonight. That was his give me the bag moment. And he did it nicely. So.
I mean, everyone in the chat is also saying Mikal Bridges should have held out until the end of the year, too, because now he's just looking like they got a steal.
Take what you can get in that case and then make the max on the next deal. I don't blame Mikal for taking his bag when it was offered to him.
All right.
This chat is nuts.
It is.
The Cove crazies are popping tonight. Anybody that's new in there, welcome to the show. Glad to have you along with us.
Yes.
Tonight.
All right. So Saturday night, we talked about Mikal Bridges' performance potentially pushing him into the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. And then, Espo, I believe you're like, if he does it again on Tuesday, even more so. How do you feel now? Should he, even more so than we already knew, be in there?
He should be. He should be in consideration for that. He's definitely making an all defensive team. If he doesn't, it's a freaking travesty.
We riot.
Keep rolling, man. I love what McHale's doing. I don't. You know what? I used to be like, well, if the offense gets more, I don't care. If you go out there and you play defense like that, to hell with the rest of it. Like, that's what this team needs from you. Go out there and do it. Play that role and play it well.
I agree. I mean, I can't even say it any better. Like, this team, that's what they know how to do. They play their role better than any other team in the league. That's why they beat these teams. They just beat the Nets. They just beat the Warriors. Like, in the Warriors are going to talk about, well, you know, Curry was off and we didn't have Klay. Okay, cool. Well, guess what? Devin Booker wasn't lights out tonight, and then he was injured. And Mikal Bridges was way off tonight. Jay Crowder was off until the fourth quarter. Like, hey, we can always make excuses, but you know what? Excuses are like assholes. Everybody has them, and they stink.
Well, I mean, to your point, nobody had a great game outside of DA. I mean, Chris Paul had a nice game at 15-11-6, but he wasn't an offensive juggernaut. Cam Johnson had finally kind of a Cam Johnson game with 14 points. But overall, it wasn't like anybody jumped off the stat sheet offensively. So, you know what? Make your excuses. It doesn't matter. The W goes in the Suns' win column, and it's 17 of those W's in a row. So you can stick them where the sun don't shine is what it comes down to.
Shout out to Patrick for the super chat of $14.99. You're the best. We appreciate you. They said, Mikal absolutely dominating. Played so darn hard all game. He didn't give up all game. Suns making me proud tonight. So damn proud to be hanging here with you all at PHNX. Go, baby. Suns.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you for the support absolutely agree with you.
Shane, do we have it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
We have what?
I said I promised it, and we're going to give you a little sneak peek at what we're going to drop here shortly. It's not ready yet, but here you go. Drop it, Shane.
Boom.
That's what it's going to look like. Southwest Bias, as I said. Like, that's a shirt. We're gonna make this available to the people. Like, because, hey, it's a bias.
Nobody does it better than us.
That's right it. Here. That's it. Thank you, Shane. Look, appreciate
and
that.
And that's not a period. That is the state of Arizona.
That is.
Right there.
That is.
I love that. I think that one's a fun shirt. I'll definitely be rocking that one because I'm a big fan of it. Like, who cares about the coast?
I think that's the first shirt you're going to be rocking, right?
And I've rocked our PHNX shirts.
Somebody in the chat, and forgive me, it's moving so fast, but said bittersweet losing Book tonight. And that is for sure.
Yes.
A hamstring injury that happened, a left hamstring as he drove. Hopefully nothing too serious. Maybe miss a game or two. You can definitely miss Thursday against Detroit and still probably be all right. You got that rematch with the Warriors on Friday. But look, you're not playing for right now. You're playing for later on.
Paul Smedegaard in the chat says, Mikal turned Chef Steph into a glump of chicken meat. Yes, he did.
Love when glump you guys bring the joke back around. Bones. Love it. I know Gerald is going to join us at some point, but he did tweet out he has talked to Monty, or he's currently talking to Monty, one of the two. And Monty has given no update on Devin's status yet, so we have to wait until tomorrow at practice to really figure that out. But here's the thing. For me, if Devin even has to sit out a week, even two, like, I'm not really that worried about it. Because, one, the way that they were able to close out this game without him, and he left in the middle of the second quarter. Yeah. They basically played almost the whole game without Devin. And they were still able to do what they accomplished tonight. So, in addition to the fact that I'm not worried about them losing a lot of games, I'm also excited to see how maybe somebody else can get a few extra minutes and then find a little bit more confidence and step up even more.
I think this is an awesome opportunity for Cam Johnson specifically to get a little bit more run and to really show out guys like Shamet. Shamet had a horrible game tonight, but he hit a huge bucket when it mattered most. And that's the theme with this team, is that they find ways to come through in the clutch. Time in, time out. We talked about it. For everybody that was watching the show, we were like, all right, these are the clutch minutes. Under 5 minutes, down by five. And sure enough, you know who? It was Chris Paul, bucket. And then DeAndre down low, bucket. And then Shamet in the corner, Jay. Like, they all contributed. It was beautiful to watch. I
fucking love this team, man. Those Jay buckets were so good.
Well, it's time for Shamet to prove that he earned that money, though, right? He's got to come out. This is why you pay a guy like that and bring a trade for him in the offseason is if you have to go without Devin Booker for an extended period of time, a week or two, you hope he can come in and play some minutes to make up some of that offense. That's what he's here to do. So now he's got to show it. And not a great game, but in the clutch, he did show up. So you hope he takes that momentum and he adds on to it.
Brian Catano in the chat said, didn't Lindsay promise an F-bomb if we beat the Warriors? Brian, you know what? You kind of missed the boat on that because had you showed up to our game watch, she actually did drop an F-bomb and you missed it.
Inadvertently. You missed it. She forgot the mic was on.
I did. Yep. I think I said I would do it if we beat the win streak, but then Espo was like, but it's my birthday. So maybe just wait until the end of the show. I'll decide.
Should we give the people
you
what
know
they
what? We've been hyping this up for so long. We came across this gem. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll still get the F word from Lindsay, but we got something a little bit better for you.
When she sees this, she might drop
it. And I'm telling you, you got the graphic, right, Shane? Before you put it
you
up.
You guys, this is the dumbest thing
this
ever.
This is the greatest thing you're ever going to see. We came across this beautiful book. And one Lindsay Smith, who's actually called Lizzie in the book, is the cover. And I don't even know where to start. Pull it up. That is Lindsay. With this pledge on the cover of this book, and we have it here in the house. Espo is going to read a passage from it.
Go ahead, Espo. Lizzie looked back at Lowe and Baker, then at Conrad, and her gaze snagged on Roland's. Roland gave the slightest shake of his head, clearly seeing she was searching for a way to intervene. With a look, he tried to tell her no. Because whatever attempt she made to delay or derail what these soldiers came to do,
this is
the
so
prisoners
lame.
They took with them
oh my God,
were the ones
stop.
Who would pay and pay dear.
Oh my God. You guys are
this
ridiculous.
Is, we have the book right here.
And we will give it
and
away.
And we are going
copy.
To give it away. We are going to give it away. Signed copy. Right here.
I'm telling you, you guys think this is better than it is. It's not even that funny.
People, this is 50 Shades of Lindsay yeah. from Perplexed Image. Somebody says next t-shirt. Definitely. 50 Shades of Beady. Yes.
So basically what's happening here for everyone who's
tonight.
Like, what the hell is going on?
And Lindsay.
That really is me on that book. I just got booked to take a picture for the cover of a book. That's
all.
Yeah,
that is really Lindsay on the cover of this book.
But,
it looks very Gone with the Windish,
and yes,
for sure.
Espo insulting. It's the funniest that. Thing ever.
I love
what
it.
What does Paul say? I can't read the screen tonight. What is?
We did get Espo to talk about him doing Kegel exercises during the fourth quarter of the Nets game, and now the Espo voice.
I also like this comment from Buck Dog. Espo, careful. It's almost 6 a.m. here. That soothing voice is putting me to sleep.
I'm sorry, Buck Dog.
I don't know why you change your voice.
Because it's funny.
Oh,
that's why.
God. You guys are so funny.
Jacob Franklin, I'm never satisfied. Out of context there, Jacob. I don't know why you said that in the chat.
Shall we? Oh, Gerald's here?
Yeah, let's welcome
let's bring
Gerald
on in
into
Gerald.
Whatever this
perfect
is.
Timing.
Gerald, you completely missed the debut of Lindsay's book. We just put it on the screen.
I've missed it.
I know you're disappointed, but how do you feel after this Suns victory tonight?
Most impressive win of the season by far. I mean, Devin Booker goes down halfway through the second quarter. You're thinking, okay, this game's irrelevant. But the Suns really played with purpose, and Mikal Bridges was terrific. DeAndre Ayton punished them on the inside. Cam Johnson gutted it out and played a great game despite, you know, having cramps late. I was just very impressed with this win, and I think Monty was too, but he also wasn't going to gloat a little too much because they have to play these guys again in like 3 days. So he didn't want to give Steph any more bulletin board material for Friday.
What did Monty have to say overall? I mean – It wasn't a pretty game, but they get it done, again, winning at all costs, whatever it takes. What were Monty's overall thoughts on it?
Yeah, he said it was a matter of toughness and will for the Suns. You know, it wasn't their best game schematically or tactically. He said that as far as Steph Curry's concerned, you know, he shot 4-for-21, 3-for-14 from three, but he did miss some shots that he would normally make, some open looks. But he really did like the way that Mikal Bridges kind of bothered him and stuck with him and made it tough on him with his length. He really liked the way that DeAndre Ayton was sealing and how he's made himself a bigger target this year. That was the point of emphasis when we asked about him. So I think it was an impressive win, but the Suns have always kind of taken the approach of it's one game. It's one game at a time. I know that they wanted to get up for this game, especially with the streak and all that other stuff around this game, but it's one game at a time. So I think he's pleased with tonight's result overall.
I know a lot of people will sit there and talk about Steph Curry and how many shots he missed. I don't know about you, but I know when we were watching this game, I had shouted multiple times at how many times the Suns were just not going into DA or seeing him when he was open down low in the paint. Despite the fact that he had the mismatch seemingly every time down there, did you see that as well in the arena, or am I just imagining things right now?
I mean, I saw a little bit of that. I agree. I do think that DA, and this was something that Monty praised him for, was his effort in just running up and down the floor, and that'll tire you out. You know, we saw him miss a couple of bunnies, and obviously those are good looks. Those are looks you want to feed him the ball there. But the Warriors are a pretty disruptive defense. You know, they're the NBA's number one defense for a reason. They do kind of
number two crowd. Now, okay? Number two.
Number two now.
You can't be number one if you lose to number two, okay?
But they do a good job of kind of obstructing your passing lanes and blurring your vision a little bit with some of those passes. So I think that probably played a factor as well as a little bit of fatigue for DA, because the Warriors were making him work on the defensive end, and he was doing a great job. I thought it was a very understated game from him. They did miss him a couple of times, but you know, when you put up 104 on the NBA's best defense, that's pretty good. And also, this was the first time the Warriors had been held under 100. So on the other end, they did a terrific job as well.
Did Monty talk about his tech at all? Because on television, it was pretty funny. I assume he was a little worried if that got close that he might have to eat some crow. But did you talk about it?
Yeah, we asked him about it, and he said he knew for sure that was a Shaqt and a Fool moment. He said he felt like he was on. He said he felt like he was on one of those National Geographic things where the animal like falls over and gets trampled by the stampede.
At least he has a sense of humor.
Yeah, he was pretty embarrassed about that. He thought Steve Kerr was definitely calling a timeout, and he was pumped about Jay Crowder's three. So he basically stormed the court and then realized it was a little premature.
I know that you tweeted out that Monty did not have an update on Devin Booker, but did you happen to see when he went down? Because I don't think it was very clear on the broadcast. Can you share any insight there? And then also, Cam Johnson seemed like he had an issue late in the
cramps.
Game, too.
Yeah, cramps.
Oh, it was just cramps?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
No, it's totally fine. So I did ask Monty about Cam Johnson. He said he can't say in like an official capacity because he hasn't gotten confirmation, but he was pretty sure it was cramps as far as the way he was being worked out on the bench and that he was drinking a lot of fluids trying to get back in there. For Devin Booker, I didn't really see what happened. I saw on Twitter a couple of people saying that he kind of limped off the floor. It was one of those things that happened so fast. By the time we looked up, he was already back in the locker room getting worked on, and he wasn't on the bench. So kind of a weird situation there, but the Suns ruled him out pretty quick, which is a little bit worrisome, but I don't know. We'll get more confirmation on what we're kind of dealing with tomorrow from the Suns.
I feel like Devin Booker's history with hamstring injuries specifically is the reason why they were so cautious this time again, just because they know what that could mean. And hamstrings, man, depending on where on the hamstring you get it pulled, it could be weeks or it could be days. You just never know.
Exactly. And I think you're hoping for a situation like campaign where he's out like a week or two and that's it. But we don't know, because with his history, like you're saying, it could be a thing where they're a little bit more cautious, especially this is a team on a 17 game win streak. If anyone can afford to be a little more careful with their star player, it's the Suns right now.
Gerald, do you need a passage read to you from the book?
No,
that
absolutely
on the cover?
Not.
No, we don't need that again.
All right. Gerald, you'll have to go back and watch the replay for that then.
I definitely will
You can watch
that.
It when you go to bed tonight.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Soothing.
Well, Espo read it in his Espo voice, so you can imagine.
Yeah, so it's
quite soothing,
it's
Gerald.
Basically somebody in drag whispering in your ear. There you go.
Oh, no. I'll be looking forward to that about 3 a.m. when I'm done writing.
call me. I'll just do a live reenactment if you need
oh,
to.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Gerald.
Thanks, Gerald.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
So I realized that we talked a lot about DeAndre and his contributions, but we never officially crowned him the king of the game. As we mentioned, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. Congratulations to DeAndre Ayton. Immaculate crown placement from Shane Diefenbach, the man behind the Mac. Thank you for that, Shane.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you guys want to add about DeAndre Ayton's game tonight? I know we already touched on it quite a bit. Oh, yeah, we absolutely should.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Except for the fact that DA didn't get you your
I don't care.
Your wins DA tonight. Me, that's a bummer.
DA got me a 17 straight win. I'll take that over.
DA did get us a 17 straight win, and that's what counts the most. But if you want to come hang out on the first field goal club for Thursday's game.
No, we're not doing the first field goal club.
Why not?
It's Crowder's cash
because
club.
Because how many times have you won with Crowder? I've won more.
I had the first shot with Crowder. Crowder basically gets the first shot every game for the most part.
To be fair, I had DA. He did get the first bucket for the Suns. It just happened to come after the first.
And Jay Crowder had the first shot. If he would have made it. If he would have made it like he made all the other ones in the fourth quarter.
Either way, if you want to join in the first field goal club, Crowder's cash out.
It can't be
club.
The first field goal club because if it's the first field goal club, then Espo's going to change it next week and you're always going to have a different hashtag. We got to bond to something.
It's the first
Believe
field goal
in something,
club.
Espo. You created it. Stick with it.
You first can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code PHNX when you sign up because right now, if you place just a $1 bet on any NFL team to score a point, and they do, you can win $100 in free bets instantly. It is that simple. You'll be a winner once a single point scored in any NFL game. The DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's safe, it's secure, it's reliable. Best of all, you can withdraw your cash whenever you want, really quickly.
Thank you, Sunderous Dunks.
What did he say?
He said Crowder's Cash Club definitely rolls off the tongue better. It does.
It totally does because I always say first field goals. Club instead
yeah,
of
but
goal.
He said first field goals fellas.
Oh, fellas? Okay, but it was club like 1 week ago.
That's what I'm saying. He keeps changing it.
I'm a Saul now.
I'll do what I want with it. All right.
Oh my gosh. Either way, if you want to win $100 from the DraftKings Sportsbook app, just do what I just told you. Don't forget to use the code PHNX when you sign out. Just a reminder. That is 21 and older only, Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Eligibility restrictions apply.
Oh, my God.
I wonder
this voice is off.
I think earlier in the season, Mikal Bridges wasn't even – there were no odds for him for Defensive Player of the Year. But I believe there are finally odds for him now. Is that a bet you guys would take?
Yeah, it's worth the risk. Why not?
I mean, especially with the odds that are out there, like you could win so much money,
dude. It literally, if you're wearing headphones on the stream, I am so sorry.
Yeah, well, not only that, but like everybody on the podcast is probably sitting there, like, what the hell is going on with Espo right now?
Creeping Shane out.
It's so disturbing.
Yeah, it's so random.
Connor brings up a great point. That was a no loss November.
Yeah.
They did not lose a game in the entirety
of November.
The whole
month. I think the win streak didn't start on Devin's birthday.
Oh, October 30th. You're correct.
Yeah, Devin's birthday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about Devin's birthday.
The 30th.
Beat the Cavs on October 30th, cool. And they have not lost since. A full calendar month, they went without a freaking loss.
No loss November. I like that.
Why is Jacob always yelling at us in the chat?
I think Jacob just forgets his caps is on. He's like the old man that doesn't know what he's doing.
He is the old man that doesn't know.
JJM on the next podcast, Espo's intervention. For which part? There's a lot of things you can do that.
You know what I found pretty cool about tonight's game?
What?
Chris Paul had 5 steals and Mikal Bridges had 4. Now, I know at the beginning of in the pregame show, we were joking about I hope Mikal Bridges beats the record for you. 4 after a 7-point night or a 7-steal night in Brooklyn is pretty impressive.
Well, I think it was you, Saul, that brought up the fact that the Warriors have been averaging 16 turnovers a game and what they were doing, that there was a real opportunity. And, I mean, he and CP3 came through with this.
I mean, the Warriors, let's be clear, like the Warriors also are just very sloppy with the ball, which for a team that's got the record that they have, you're kind of surprised that they've made it this far without losing a couple more games, especially in the clutch. Down the stretch, they were awful. They were awful. And that's mostly because of the Suns' defense. I know that. But Mikal Bridges and Chris Paul both had four steals apiece midway through the fourth quarter. They're just such a good backcourt. And when Devin Booker's in there, like I said, there's just not many weaknesses on this team. You know what I mean? And so when you have – and Chris Paul's like – he's a different kind of thief. Like, he'll just take the ball from you, or he'll, like, do something, like, kind of give you a little elbow to the ribs and then take the ball. And you're like, what the hell just happened? You know what I mean? But it's so subtle because he's a crafty vet. Mikhail just has got those go-go gadget arms. And so, you know, he's at half court and he just throws it all the way down the court and steals it from him.
So you're talking about the defensive player of the year. I don't believe he had odds at the beginning of the season. He's now plus 1,500 on the DraftKings Sportsbook. He's, like, top five.
Wow.
Okay, because this morning I was looking at things, and I'm pretty positive this morning I heard it was 12,000.
So he jumped. No, that couldn't
have. So I remember when we were doing our award show.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, with Espo, when we were doing our award show, I couldn't find it available, but I'm sure if you looked, like, when everything was getting settled, they would have odds for available players. You just have to request them. So I bet his odds were around plus 12,000. Now he's plus 1,500.
Could you imagine getting him at plus 12,000?
Well, it was, I swear, I read something somewhere this morning that said he was plus 12,000.
Well, he's plus 1,500 now.
That's crazy.
And that's the crazy thing about it, is that the national media, right, or even Vegas for that matter, didn't realize that this guy was a very good basketball player after he had seven steals the other night. You know what I mean? Like, it had to take a national game like this for them to be like, oh, shit, he's really good.
I think what they're doing is they're from a odds perspective. Part of it is understanding where the money is, right? Because the whole point is try to get money on both sides of something, or looking at it like they know what they're doing when it comes to these odds, right? They're looking at it and they know now people are going to want to jump on that.
Here you go. So Kevin O'Connor tweeted today. Draymond is the DPOY favorite so far, but this season belongs to Mikal Bridges, blah, blah, blah. Somehow Bridges is only plus 12,000 to win it, the 29th highest odds. And then 40 minutes after that, somebody said, my buddy just went to put cash on it, and now it's at plus 6,500. So it swung today or yesterday.
And then it swung to 1,500 tonight.
That's really crazy.
Because they know people were watching a nationally televised game, saw that Steph had an off night, know it's Mikal, and they know people are going to turn to try to put money on it. They don't want to lose their shirt in case this guy does it, so they make the odd plus 1,500 now.
Crazy.
That's insane. I love that from Mikal, though. I don't know where it went in the chat, so I'm sorry that I don't. Oh, wait, here we go. Brian asked, do we need Thaddeus Young still? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If you can accumulate talent at the right price, it does not matter how much talent you already have on the roster. You do it because injuries happen, things happen. We saw it in the playoffs last year. Dario goes down. You now have a hole that you have to fill, and you didn't have the guys on the roster to do it. If there's an opportunity to get better, you take it at all costs, and you go all in 1,000% on this.
What are we laughing at?
I'm laughing at Espo. Shane's probably laughing at something else.
I'm laughing at Chris saying Mikal is a wash defender. Stephen A. Smith, probably.
Yeah, probably. True.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you need, like, why wouldn't you? If it makes you even better come playoffs, like, you have to make that move.
And if the cost is a future first down the road and Jalen Smith or whatever, do it.
You'd be lucky if you can get rid of Jalen Smith at this point.
But I agree. But look, whatever the cost is to get better, if it's draft capital or whatever, I really think you got to do it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get these kind of opportunities too often. So do everything you can to bolster this roster and put yourself in position when April, May, and June roll around to still be the best team in the NBA. Because the Warriors have a deal still to be made. They've got young talent. They don't care about future draft picks. They have a move to be made. You know they'll go after it. So if you've got the chance to, you know, be part of that arms race, get in there and get in there as fast as you can.
All right. So tonight was the most anticipated game of the week until this point. And now it's Friday's game is the most anticipated game of the week. What are you guys kind of thinking as far as Friday goes?
Well, I think the Warriors are going to come out and play much better than they did tonight. First and foremost, Suns are going to be down the body. I would assume Devin Booker, if that hamstring is nagging, they're not going to take any. Listen, it's still like we just passed the quarter part of the season. Mm-hmm. You don't go sacrificing, you know, May and June for November or December, right? So I would expect Devin to probably be out several games, and we'll see how the Suns team responds. I think that the Suns are also going to learn a lot about how the Warriors play tonight and some of the weaknesses that they have. So I would expect another close game.
I don't care about Friday yet. I care about Thursday. Beat Detroit.
Because you want the record.
Get the record. Yeah. And then worry about Friday with the Warriors. This team is a, you know, never say die. Don't look past what's in front of you. So don't look past what's in front of you. Go in there and beat Detroit on Thursday. Take the record, then worry about the Warriors.
I'm with you though.
Espo's a record guy, and like he's very like he wants to be able 20 years from now be like, I remember when I was doing this show and we broke the record at 18. I don't really care about the record so much. Like I'm more like, what's the bigger picture? Like making a statement against the best teams is the bigger picture. Letting them know that you're the best team. I feel like I'm not going to say it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to beat Detroit, but I feel like our chances are really, really high.
I agree.
And so, you know, I'm not so much looking forward to that game as I am the rematch. So that's why I would say that.
I look at it, and if you go to all this, you beat the Warriors on national television and you turn around and lose to Detroit, you're really not as good as you thought you were. Whole discussion starts again.
I don't know if it does, though.
No, I mean,
but you're not going to win forever.
Yeah, you're going to lose eventually.
I think if you beating the Nets and the Warriors back to back should shut that down. If it doesn't, then it's nothing's going to shut it down until you win a championship.
People are always going to cry, or they're always going to bitch, and they're always going to say, well, they didn't do this and they didn't do that. Like, they're always going to find a reason. If you lose to the Warriors on Friday, they're going to say today was a fluke. If you lose to the Warriors on Christmas Day, they're going to say the first two games were a fluke. Like, they're always going to find a reason. So I don't give a fuck what they all have to say. We're the best team in the NBA. We know it. Time to move on.
Okay. Win Thursday, win Friday. Take the weekend off, and if you lose next week, great.
You know, but
just sweep this week, all right?
Why not? Let's do the whole week.
Just win the next month, go 2 months without losing, and then you guys can lose.
Is it so much to ask for? Yeah. But I do understand what you're saying from wanting the record, Espo, because while the record doesn't really mean anything in the present time, I think if the season goes as we all want it to go and it ends with a championship, it would be really cool to look back and be like, not only did they start the season like grabbing hold of the record, but then also down later on in the season, they're probably going to do something really special too. Just makes the whole year a little more special.
I just don't really care about team records. I care about if we're going to break a record, go for 33.
Yeah, go to 34.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool.
34.
You know what I mean? Yeah, 34. Like,
beat the 71 Lakers.
That would get me excited. Like, even though this was for 17, I know a lot of people were excited to tie the record. I didn't really feel that. I was just like, okay, let's just another game. Let's just beat these guys.
Like, come on, man. You're a joy in it.
A curmudgeon. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that means.
No,
that's a Lindsay word. Come on.
It sounds like it should be, but I don't know what it means.
Even the old lady doesn't think it's an old word.
Look, you got to get to 34, you got to win 18, right? Then 19, then get to 34. Like, if you're be all time great, why not? Why not dream big like that, right?
Sure.
Let's shoot for 34. Why not? I wouldn't be mad at it whatsoever.
It'd make this a hell of a lot more fun to go 34 straight wins. Yeah. We're going to have to
That would literally be 2 months without losing.
That'd be insane.
That would be nuts.
Yeah. Totally insane.
Like,
and I'm in for it.
The 180 from where we were a few years ago.
Let's do it.
We were hoping we wouldn't lose 34 in a row, three years ago.
One cool tweet I just saw, I believe, let's see, Patrick in the chat brought this up. Is it true that it was the worst shooting night? It wasn't his worst shooting night of his career, but Rob Perez gave us that.
Two crazy stats from Ernie there. One, worst shooting game of Steph Curry's career when attempting 20 shots. Two, 43 game streak of the Warriors scoring at least 100 points is snapped. Bye-bye.
Yep. Hey, take your L.
To quote J.J. Watt, maybe we're just fucking better.
Maybe.
We'll take your ass back to the Bay.
Maybe.
Because he ain't going to get any W's here.
Shane, do you have that that Cove picture for the people? Cove Crazies, you guys have been such a fun part of this run. You got a logo now. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll put that on a shirt for you or not. I'll ask the.
But we might get a sticker out of it.
But yeah, you may have a sticker that you can just slap on any shirt, and boom, there you go. You got merch. Would be
fun. I'd put one on my computer too. Yeah.
I don't know about a shirt because it'll just fall off.
I know. I was just trying to say.
Oh, okay.
You know, you could put it on a water bottle. Everything. Like the the ones that Gerald always has.
Absolutely. Just
slap it on your forehead. Whatever you want to do. You can get that tattooed on you if you want, even.
Heyo. That's a lot.
But you can. So.
That's a lot. Josh Kelman with the super chats.
Oh,
Saul
what?
Is a, how do I say this again? Curmudgeon?
Curmudgeon.
Saul is a curmudgeon, deserves sponsorship. Thank you, Josh.
That should be a segment.
Can you just tell me what it means?
It means somebody that's... two old guys in the chat are sitting there talking about curmudgeon. Like, it's Josh is a former boss, my former boss.
So he
and
knows.
If there's anybody that has an old soul and loves nostalgia, it's also him. So you guys are like buddies.
Which is funny because we used to be Twitter rivals. So
did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Josh used to drop some massive hate, and now we're friends. Love you, Josh.
I love that for you guys.
One of the coolest people out there.
Oh, thank you for your support. We appreciate it. And you, as always. All right.
Josh is going to my wedding. Espo, turn me down.
I didn't even get invited.
I didn't know you till like 3 months ago.
I got a liar.
I gotta watch all the kids around here. I can't just leave this place to be.
He basically says he can't trust you.
You are the kid.
Damn, again. Shots fired.
I'm just mad at both of you now because nobody will tell me what a curmudgeon is.
It's somebody that's just disgruntled.
A curmudgeon wouldn't see the point in educating you, Lindsay.
All right. Before we start to wrap this one up and wind down for the night, is there anything else you guys would like to touch on?
The Phoenix Suns are the best team in the NBA. Say it again and suck it, Stephen A. Smith.
Why are we doing this with our hands? I don't know. They're awesome.
Because I'm excited.
I love the Suns. I think what they've done so far is really special. They've just continued the specialness of their finals run. And I'm excited that we're here to watch it on a day-to-day basis.
Meechy Blue said, curmudgeon, quote, a crusty, ill-tempered, and usually old man. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah, so who's mic
the,
drop.
So who's
I
the curmudgeon?
Love that.
Who's the old man here? Like,
hold on. You are, on. By
it's
definition,
literally both of you.
Literally older
it's
than
literally
me.
Literally both of you.
I never talk today. About the past. I never... ever talk about the
that
past.
That doesn't make me old.
Love nostalgia.
That doesn't make
you
me
love,
old.
Like, bring a, like, you literally wanted to talk about the 6-7 Suns. Like, I get it. Like, okay, they won 17 games in a row. I don't care. I want to talk about this team.
You quoted Airplane earlier today, so.
I did. I do quote movie quotes. Also, Josh Kelman, that this is also a reason why you two are curmudgeons, because you guys have never seen Grandma's Boy, both of you.
Are if it quacks like a duck. Yes.
Grandma's Boy. Never seen it.
We're basically the two old guys from the Muppets. Let's just deal with that.
All right.
All right. We are going to round this one out.
You can't say facts. You're just as old as us.
Bullshit.
In your soul, you are so old. Absolutely.
We did it, everybody.
You're welcome, chat. You are welcome, chat.
I may be old on the inside, but you cannot tell me I'm as old as you on the outside.
No, I didn't say outside. Your soul
was
very old.
You didn't clarify until after I called you on it,
though. Did you really think I meant outside? Come on now.
Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to get all crazy there.
Bullshit. Oh, man.
They're excited.
Yeah. The Cove Crazies loving it.
You are welcome, chat.
Because you guys always try to lump me in with you, and it's me and Gerald are closer in age than we are.
I don't ever try to
always,
lump you in it.
Always. I'm not that old. I just act old. Anyway, we're going to round this show out with our tweet of the night from our friend Tana Hughes, because she's been on one lately, just tossing out really good tweets. She Googled Can I donate my hamstring? I would like to know the answer to this because
that is a no.
Would like to offer to donate my hamstring.
You can surgically repair your hamstring, I think, but I don't know if you can.
Never know. It's 2021. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Chris in the chat. Chris
glad the goddamn plane.
Can we clip Lindsay saying
and just
drop 1,000,000%. Yep.
Thank you.
No. Yep.
We will have that on the sounder
sure. We can make it an NFT.
There you go.
Along with her book cover, which will be an NFT, will drop as well.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been so much fun to be hanging out in the VIP lounge for 17 straight games. It's a blast. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Saul on Twitter at Saul_Bookman. You can follow Espo on Twitter.
There for the curmudgeon.
You can follow Espo on Twitter at Espo. You can follow the show on Twitter at PHNX_Suns.
Please and like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe. And if you're listening audio, leave that 5-star review. You don't have to write anything nice, but just leave the 5-star part of
please.
It.
Please.
Absolutely. Help us out. We love hanging out with you guys. We appreciate your support. Thank you for showing up. Tomorrow will be an audio only episode. And then we will be back here on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a pregame show previewing the Suns and the Pistons. And then after that game wraps up again, as always, right back here on our YouTube channel.
We're here for you all the time.
Yes. Until then, have a great night. Espo.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.